We have been speaking about Operation Hydrate quite at length, and we've been doing interviews and giving you updates. And over the weekend, there were various operations in different parts of the country where Operation Hydrate were basically taking water and delivering water to those people who are suffering most acutely and most severely as a result of the drought that has hit our country. And there were a number of volunteers from Malaysia Extension 9 that joined Operation Hydrate on one of their missions over the weekend. And from that team, we have two brothers joining us on the line. The first is Ismail Schuster. Ismail, jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Bana?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah.
And the other is Nasim Duda. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi and welcome. Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah.
Ismail, let's start with you. Give us some background. In Extension 9, how did you guys come together and decide that you want to assist, and how did things materialize from there onwards?
Okay, I think most of the credit should be given to Nasim. He was the guy rounding up people and trying to get volunteers to come on board. Basically, we weren't really ready to do anything. We were just sitting at home, maybe whiling our time away, you can say. And Nasim said, listen, guys, get together, let's go do this. And for myself, also up until the last minute, I thought, like, how effective is this going to actually be? Is there really such a big necessity? Are people, like, dying and stuff, you know? So, yeah, I just give credit to Nasim for actually getting the whole team together in such a short space of time.
MashaAllah, Nasim, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. How did things unfold, Nasim? How was the decision made in terms of where you guys needed to go? And when you got there, how bad was the situation?
With regards to organizing, what had actually happened is, as Operation Hydrate began, I'm sure you're aware of the Bulbulia brothers, brother Yusuf Bulbulia.
Hmm.
They're very active and very involved in Operation Hydrate. And what they actually did was they tried to get brothers together by means of the Lanesia CPF. So as the Lanesia CPF coordinators, a handful of guys decided that we need to sacrifice some time, give our time as well to the extended communities of South Africa. And we used that to lobby our own people. So each person from the CPF coordinators started sending out to their communities. And alhamdulillah, Mulana Suleiman Bayat and Brother Farhad Barat of Extension 9 tried to rally the guys of Extension 9. They called up a meeting by Wednesday. They had about 12 to 15 volunteers. By Thursday, they had a few guys confirmed and how many vehicles confirmed. And alhamdulillah, by Friday, they actually had a number of 30 plus who were ready to go out and sacrifice their time. We split up in two groups. A few guys left Friday night, slept over at Krumt Masjid. The rest of our brothers drove through on Saturday morning. And when we got there, when we found the entire group of all the brothers who joined us, including a team of brothers from Valcom, another team of brothers from the Jamiat offices in Middleburg, we had roughly 60 to 80 volunteers there.
MashaAllah.
Just through 2 to 3 days worth of sacrifice and communication among the brothers.
Tell us about the situation there when you came. How bad was it, and what kind of relief did you manage to offer?
Okay, when we arrived in the town of Windberg. Windberg is roughly about 300 kilometers from Lanesia. We reached the area point where they have the Windberg police station, or a massive marking on there saying 1927. So that's around the time that their police station was actually formed and constructed.
Hmm.
The town is a very, very old town. We found that it, in that area was majority of houses, normal houses, where it would be a bit more affluent people. So that was a meeting point where we got everybody together, and we moved about 2 to 3 kilometers into the town. Once we reached the town, suddenly we found we were more in an informal settlement. As we approached, we had our Superlink truck, which arrived. We parked off, and the brothers started offloading into the buckets that we had to distribute into a little bit further areas. And within a matter of minutes, we had a queue of 20 people. About 10 minutes later, we had three queues of about 100 to 200 people forming. So as the people heard that there's water coming out, with the need and the desperation that they've had, the people came out in flocks. People were running, people were pushing, people were fighting to get through to the front to get their share of the water that we had to give out. So you could see that the people were definitely in need of what was being given. The people are suffering, but you could see the excitement in their eyes and the excitement in their faces. It was really something else. you know, just giving out a 5 liter of water to a little child, and you see him running and celebrating and screaming and dancing, it's really something that turns everybody's heart from stone to, you know, it really warms you to see something like this.
Mm. But Ismail, you know, tell us, take us through your emotions and your thoughts, especially as many youngsters, we understand, joined you guys as well. You explained earlier on that you were not 100% sure how dire the need was and how all of this things, how all of this would play out. What were your thoughts as things were progressing?
Okay, so just one more thing on the point that Naseem mentioned to answer your question on how dire the need is. The need is not at crisis point. That's what we should actually note. There are not people falling over and that type of stuff, you know. So that's one of the images that comes to mind, that you're going to see these people that are like really at crisis point. And why I'm mentioning this point is that it's so good of us to be proactive. We should rather be proactive. And that's currently what Operation Hydrate is about. It's being proactive before getting to this crisis point, you know. And if you look at South Africa currently, we live in a very reactive society, whether it's security for our communities, you know, whether it's our motor cars, we wait for the thing to break down and then we react. And being reactive, you pay a higher price. It's normal, you know. So the one thing you note is that this is a very reactive, a very proactive project, you know. And getting there, you know, my emotions, I don't like doing volunteer work personally, because you can get emotionally involved seeing people in desperation and that type of stuff. I would prefer to give my money or distribute my money and not actually be on the ground. But this was a good opportunity to actually see. So someone just told me, don't make eye contact with the people, you know, just don't look at them in the eye and that type of stuff. But again, it's very emotional. And you think, just for a basic necessity like water, and some of us, you know, we take showers for like 30 minutes. We water our gardens, you know, you fill up your swimming pools. So we take water for granted, because we've never been in a situation where drinking water has become such a necessity. The answer to the youth, that was quite interesting, because the Friday night before we left, there was one youngster, he's about 16 years old, who decided to join us at the last minute, you know. So there was no real place in the car for him, because we already had planned who's going in whose car. And there was one brother, Khalid Bedi, and he made a lot of figure on this young man. And I said to Khalid, what do? We just have to leave him. And he refused to leave the youngster, you know. So to the point that we actually got a whole car, you know, another vehicle to accommodate this youngster and bring him along with. And I saw the benefit of that, when we got there, and I hope that youngster appreciates the effort that the other brother made to actually get him along with in the crew. But I think for the youth, you know, the youth, naturally, by nature, they have so much of energy, and if we can find ways to channel the energy into good, then it will obviously be a means from them, like, you know, to abstain from bad stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Ismail and Brother Naseem, to you both, Jazakumullah, and once again, congratulations on this initiative, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept, and we'll keep in touch, inshallah, with regards to future initiatives.
Amen. Barakallah. And Malana, what we need to do is, in the future projects, we need to try and rally more people. As to the weekend trip, we went out, extension crew finished off about lunchtime. The other groups actually moved out into further towns and only got back into Indonesia by 11 and 12 p.m. So there was a dire need to move even further towards the Lesotho border. There were other towns. Going forward, we need more volunteers. But this is a need from Operation Hydrate. We need more volunteers, people to sacrifice their time and go out. They arrange the water, but they need the workers on the ground.
Right.
Yeah. The reason we had to finish off at lunchtime was it's quite physical. The work is quite physical, so you need guys that they can actually do a lot of physical work.
All right. Okay. Brother Naseem and Brother Ismail, Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
It's 4 minutes to 8. Brother Mohammed Amin Debelia from our news team was in Swadrachans, also with Operation Hydrate, and he filed this report.
And that is why we are here today in Swadrachans in response to the call from our mayor and the community, because we know the taps in this northwest town ran dry some 5 months ago.
Operation Hydrate, turning those drought-stricken frowns upside down. now experiencing firsthand the appreciation, smiles and joy for water, a necessity many of us take for granted. Radio Islam joined forces with those involved in Operation Hydrate and spent the day in Swartruggens in the northwest, where volunteers distributed thousands of litres of water. Project coordinator Yusuf Abramji set the target of distributing close to 2 million litres of water in Swartruggens as an objective for Operation Hydrate.
Today we hope to reach the 2 million litre distribution mark for Operation Hydrate. It's a major landmark thanks to South Africa.
To hear from those who are in need of water, to listen to their struggles and to see the number of adults and children come out to receive water that was being handed out by volunteers was heartbreaking. ER24 paramedics also made themselves available to offer medical assistance to anyone in need during the distribution process. Lodium Disaster Management and members from the Zaniaval Muslim community also made their presence felt as they joined forces with the Operation Hydrate team in distributing water to those in need in Swartruggens. Abramji said that teams were also deployed in the Free State and Middelburg, distributing water to communities who were hit the hardest by one of South Africa's worst droughts in its history.
We know the need for water is massive. Our teams today are out in the Free State, and we are here in Swartruggens in the northwest.
It was also a humbling experience to see the unity and generosity among people. Initiatives such as Operation Hydrate helps you recognize the impact the drought has and continues to have on people, and to see the impact on those who are in desperate need of water makes you realize how we take things for granted. We have seen those who have suffered the loss of livestock and crops, which has taken an emotional toll on so many people, so many families, some affected to such an extent that they did not know where to turn. Now, being in Swartruggens, I saw firsthand on the ground what happens, and I call on everyone who can to join Operation Hydrate and help those in need in any way they can. An initiative for the people, by the people, is proof of what can be achieved if people unite. Mohammed Amin reporting for Radio Islam News.